We know that entrepreneurs play a pivotal role in directly addressing the gaps and challenges present in emerging markets.
Innovation involves both creativity and coming up with crazy new ideas.
But how does an idea grow into a business, especially when solving for complex social problems, economic transformation, and sustainable development in rapidly changing, sometimes fractured economies?
We talk about Africa, but there's no one Africa, and there's no one sub-Saharan Africa.
It takes an understanding of the community, its people, and their culture.
You have to go visit these places. There's just so much you have to learn about each market. You need to spend time on the ground to really learn about it.
It takes intentional planning, and sometimes an entirely new way of thinking about the problem.
Did you actually have a strategy written down?
Absolutely no plan.
But businesses don't magically realize their full potential and just grow overnight.
The first thing I think we need to do as leaders is analyze our organizations in terms of the people, the practices, and the leadership. Then we have to think about how do we bring them together.
It means moving fast and seizing opportunities despite the risks and the unknowns.
I think if you don't do it, eventually someone else is going to come and take it.
I'm your host, Darius Teeter. And in season 4 of Grit and Growth, we speak to people who are unlocking opportunities in Africa and South Asia by building successful businesses.
The sophistication of technology can be yours even if you're a smaller company.
Along with insights from Stanford Graduate School of Business faculty and global experts, we'll explore stories about the evolution of digital technology, artificial intelligence, and entrepreneurship.
What AI does is it makes good very easy, but great is still very hard.
We'll discuss what it takes to expand your business across multiple countries, cross-cultural dynamics, and going from a good leader to a phenomenal one. Subscribe to Grit and Growth today and listen to new episodes this spring wherever you get your podcasts.